you need to do right from there. So in Romans chapter 14, man, this is just such a good thing. And God's had me in Romans 12 through, you know, now 14. Hopefully it's been powerful to you. If you've not read Romans chapter 12 all the way through the end of the book of Romans, I encourage you to do so. I believe it speaks a lot to where we are right now. I was going to preach on this, but I felt like the Lord said, no, just when I was in Mexico, I felt like he said, just do 10 at 10s on this subject. So Romans chapter 14, I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock, and Romans chapter 14, and we're going to start down in verse 16. We're going to start Romans 14, starting in verse 16. Father, help us, let your word jump off the page in Jesus' name. Amen. So Romans 14, 16, he's talking about, therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ, oh, I like that. He who serves Christ, and I'll talk about that in a minute, in these things. He who serves Christ in these things. What things? Righteousness, peace, and joy. So he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace. Well, that's just a genius idea. And the things by which one may edify or build up one another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. And in principle, he's talking about food and food of idols and all that kind of stuff, which was a huge deal back then. Sometimes people say it's not that big a deal now, but it does affect people. But the principle applies to a number of areas of life, not just food. Skip down to verse 21. Skip down to verse 22. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not of faith is sin. And so this section of scripture at closing out Romans chapter 14 is just powerful. He's saying, listen, there's so much possibility for confusion. And this is talking about in food and eating and drinking of certain foods that some people say are idolatrous foods because they're taken from the temple or taken from a market that came from the temple. But the principle goes across the board in our lives. Everyone gets so judgmental and gets easily offended, and everyone feels like they got to defend their opinion and all this stuff going around. And it's just, oh my gosh, it's just so much just hyper confusion and hyper. I mean, just we're going to the extremes. We're being driven to the extremes where the truth of Christ lies in the middle, in my opinion. It's not just that the middle always has the truth. It's just that the truth happens to be in the middle. Everybody goes to extremes, and they take a portion of the truth or a piece of the truth, and they take it too far. They take it too far, and it's like, guys, we're missing it. And so he's speaking here, bringing them back to truth. And what he says is, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. Now, that's a powerful statement. And what that means is I have a responsibility that I can be good. I can have good intentions. I can have a good heart. I can mean well. I can be trying to help somebody. I can be sincere in what I'm trying to do. But I've got to be careful that my good, from as much as depends upon me, that my good is not spoken of as evil. That's what's happening in a lot of relationships and a lot of conversations. Matter of fact, there's tons of conversations that people are having on Facebook that you just don't need to have on Facebook. You either need to have them one-on-one in a relationship with someone that you can talk and see their facial expression and understand some of the stuff that's being put out on Facebook. You're thinking you're making a difference, and you ain't making a difference. You're making a division. That's what you're making, a division Because you're trying to communicate something that's good, but your good is being spoken of as evil. And if you sit there and say, well, wait a minute, Pastor John, if my good is being spoken of evil, that's their problem. No, the Bible's saying you don't let your good be spoken of as evil. Hey, I put my foot in my mouth all the time. I mess up all the time. And so no one's perfect in this. But we just need to be reminded to be wise. Is what I'm about to say wise? Is this the right platform to say it? Is this the right way to say it? Is this the right time to say it? Is it gonna come across as communicating righteousness, peace, and joy? Is, you know, because I can't let my good be spoken of as evil. Because then what happens is I'm saying, well, I'm doing good. I mean good. I don't know why everyone's getting upset. I mean good, but there's no wisdom to it. And it's not effective. So he begins to say, don't let your good be spoken of as evil and focus on these things. Righteousness, peace, and joy. That's the kingdom of God. It's a kingdom mindset. And we always need to be called to the higher mindset of the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And what's the kingdom? The kingdom is all about the King, Christ Jesus, our King. His righteousness, his peace, his joy. It's never just righteousness in general or peace in general. Like, can't we all just get along? Or joy, let's all just be happy and don't worry, be happy. You know, it's not just happiness or peace or joy. It's the righteousness of Christ, the peace of Christ, the joy of the Lord, the righteousness of our King, the peace of our King, the joy of the Lord. It's not joy in our society. It's not the joy of it's not an earthly joy. It's not an earthly peace. It's not an earthly righteousness or a self-righteousness. It's all these things of the Lord. And so when we focus on those things and we begin to put that filter, is what I'm about to do or what I'm about to say, is it communicating and demonstrating with all clarity the righteousness of Christ, the peace of Jesus Christ, and the joy of the Lord? And if it's not doing that, look, you can correct somebody. If you got a relationship, you can correct somebody and still have righteousness, peace, and joy because you value the relationship and you care so much about what's being said that you don't say it flippantly. You don't say it with an attitude. You don't say it out of frustration. You say it out of a heart because you care for this person. And way too much disagreement happening. Way too many things, little things that are becoming big things and dividing not only the world from the church, which is not good, but the church from the church. And we're the ones that are called as kingdom ambassadors to bring Christ and the gospel of Christ to the world. And so you may be right in your opinion, but completely wrong in how you're communicating stuff. And some stuff, you just need to keep it between you and Jesus, because it's really not making a difference when you share it. It's making a division. And so he goes on in this righteousness, peace, and joy. And he says, those who serve Christ this way, meaning when you begin to stop and say, I want everything I do and say to communicate the righteousness of Christ, to release the peace of the Lord, to establish the joy of the Lord. Then when you have that mindset, then what happens is you are serving Christ. And when you're serving Christ, what you're doing is not just good and sincere and good in intention, it's actually good works that's being released through your life because you're being spirit-led in it. And the Spirit of God is stopping, like, don't need to say that, put it down, you know, walk away, delete that post, walk away, you know, serve. You're serving Christ by using this wisdom. And then he also says that it's acceptable to God. Man, I mean, just think, Lord, man, and what I'm thinking about saying or what I'm thinking about doing, is it acceptable to you? Not is it right? Because this right or wrong can be a dangerous trap. But Lord, is this acceptable to you? Am I saying this with your heart? Am I saying this in the right way, in the right relationship? Do I have the relationship and the influence to speak this to somebody, or am I just running my mouth? because I want to get it. I want to speak my mind and get it off my chest. Nobody needs your mind. We don't need to hear what your mind says. We don't want your, you know, speak. I just speak my mind. Well, that's your problem. Yeah, that, you know, is my problem sometimes too. We need to speak the mind of the Lord, the mind of the Lord with the heart of the Lord. And he says, acceptable God and approved by men. That means growing in favor with God and growing in favor with men. And that's what Christ did. And he had enemies and he was persecuted. They rejected him. That means they're going to reject us. But we are responsible for everything we do and everything we say. We are responsible for it. And sometimes we get mad because other people take it this way or take it that way. And it's true. There's my timer. And it's true that they're responsible for how they hear things, but that does not, and how they interpret things, but we must be responsible for how we say things. And when we walk in righteousness, peace, and joy, this is acceptable by God and approved by men. So Father, I pray over everyone watching that you would help all of us, me especially, walk in a wisdom of the Spirit of God, that your righteousness, your peace, and your joy would be involved in everything I do and say. And that, Lord, I'd be an accurate representation of who you are, that your mind and your heart would be released through my life. And that I wouldn't try to force things, God. I'd be in the midst of your flow. And I'd walk in the favor of God, growing in my experience in the favor of God and growing in my experience with the favor of men. And I pray over your church, Lord. Help us, God, be mindful and responsible that our good is not spoken evil of. As much as it depends upon us, let us be at peace with all men. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless y'all. See you Sunday.